Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, let's talk to Brandy here. She's insisting on being on The Voice Disguiser, and she is breaking free this weekend. She's been a people pleaser her whole life, and she's got a big old way she's coming out of that this weekend.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Brandy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a little under the weather, a little sick, but I'm excited about this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us all about what's going on here.
Well, I've never, ever, ever done anything for myself for the entire time I've been married to my husband. I love him, and we have two kids together, and I love them so much, but I've always put them first. I've always done everything in my life to please them, to make sure everything's taken care of, and make sure they're happy. And
how long have you been married?
7 years.
7 years, okay. And you've got how many kids?
We have two boys, 4 and 2.
Okay.
So this past New Year's, I made a resolution that I was going to really, really try to start to do things for myself.
Like, good for you.
Just little things, like, just take some time for myself during the day, go out and tell my husband, like, you take the kids for a while because I have to go just kind of relax for a little bit.
I think everybody would agree that's real healthy to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. I actually read something, which is why I decided to do it, that it actually makes you a better mother and a better wife. So I just wanted to take a little moment to kind of just take a break and then come back and be even better at being a wife and mother. But I never did it. Like, I just never actually took that time for myself. So this past week, I kind of just decided that I'm just going to do it. Like, I just really want to do something for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an ad for a car that was beautiful. It was
okay.
A beautiful car. And I decided I want to go buy it for myself this weekend.
Okay, what kind of car is it?
It's a 2008 BMW convertible.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right. Mommy wants to ride in style right now.
Now,
okay.
Exactly. Is this something your family
beautiful.
Is this something your family can afford?
Yeah, it is actually.
Okay.
Because,
all right.
We live off of my husband's salary, and everything that I earn goes straight into the bank.
Okay.
So
okay.
We
awesome.
Actually have a substantial savings, and technically it's my money, so I want to spend it on something that I really, really want. And
okay.
The minute I saw this car, I was like, I want that car really badly.
Now, as a side question here, how much money have you accumulated in that savings account by yourself?
I mean, over $100,000.
And your husband has no idea you got $100,000 in there?
No, he knows, but we just made an agreement that it was just going to be savings for whatever. I mean, we're both pretty frugal. Like, we both don't really spend a lot of money. I mean, we just kind of like to have like a nest egg in the bank. But we have a lot. I mean, we have a lot to the point where I feel pretty comfortable spending money, you know, a good chunk of it. I mean, we still have a good chunk left, and I just really, really want this car.
Okay, well, two things. You know, one, since you made the agreement on the money, I mean, I want to know if you made an agreement on exactly how much you're going to spend, like, for your kids or whatever. And secondly, does he have the opportunity, since you say you live off his money, does he have an opportunity to splurge on things for himself as well?
Yeah, I mean, he does. I mean, he goes out and buys little gadgets here and there. I mean, I never really say anything because he just gets so excited. And, you know, he does occasionally just buy certain things for, like, the computer or for the house or, like, a new tool that he's excited about. I never get to do that. I never do.
Oh, you're going big.
Well, yeah, tool here, tool
yeah.
there versus
different.
A $50,000 BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little different texture here.
So have you talked to him about the car at all?
No.
Why not?
I just feel like I just want to do it. I feel like he's going to talk me out of it, and or try to anyway, and I just want to do this for myself, and I feel like if I just do it and I come back and I explain why I did it, that you will have less to argue with.
I get it.
There has to be
totally
some kind of history here with your husband where you think that he's going to try to talk you out of it. Have you tried to make purchases for yourself before?
Well, I mean, I guess frugal is like the more polite word. I mean, if I buy like a nicer like brand of cereal or a nicer thing or just buy, you know, something out of the ordinary, he's very much like, well, how much was that? You know, he just likes to watch the money. And, I mean, in life generally I do too. But, I mean, yeah, he does call me out on little things that look more expensive or whatever. Or if I buy a new shirt, he'll be like, oh, how much was that? It's not just you look nice. It's how much did you spend?
I totally kind of get it, because there are some people who are that frugal to the point where they don't enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I necessarily agree with you, you know, writing a 5-figure check without talking to him first,
mm-hmm.
but I do understand your reasoning for not going to him, because I understand it. I don't necessarily agree with or approve of it, but I understand the fact that if you know how he operates, and if you go to him and say you want to do this, why do we need a BMW? We can get a perfectly nice Ford. Why do we need a convertible? We don't need a convertible. You can only use it in the summer. Blah, blah. And he'll make logical, reasonable arguments, and then you won't do it.
Like, is it safe for the kids?
Right.
Can you drive the kids in that car?
Sometimes you got to throw out logic and reason.
Here's Tracy. Good morning, Tracy. You're on with Brandy here, who this weekend, she's got her own stash of cash. She has $100,000 saved.
It's theirs.
It's the family's cash.
That's what bothers me.
Didn't she say it was hers that she earned?
They've been saving it together.
They live off his salary, and she saves her money. That doesn't make it hers.
Oh, I had that a little twisted then. I just thought this was her own little fund to
this
do.
This is
family
savings.
That's going to change things for
this
me.
This is what we have a problem with, is the fact they agreed to use this as savings.
So, and she's going to take out of that this weekend $50,000 of $100,000 and buy herself a BMW, because she feels like she just put off like putting herself in front of her family for so long, and it's time to come out of it. So what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I, first of all, totally feel her, because I have two kids 2 years apart, and I'm a home mom, so I totally, totally, totally get it. But I think she's asking for serious trouble in her marriage by doing this. My thing would be, I'm all for doing something. What? How about a girl's weekend trip to Paris or something? Granted, I don't have $100,000 in my account, I can just go, but like, I'm going to Vegas this weekend to see my sister and no kids. So do something smaller. I mean, do something for yourself, but you're asking for big trouble in your marriage, and with this economy, that's a huge chunk of change on a car. Spend $3,000 and go on a girls' weekend trip to get out, recharge. Yeah, but don't buy the car. You're asking for trouble.
I think there's a deeper meaning to all this. I mean, is it that you need this car, or are you a little resentful of your husband to the point that you've searched out something like this?
I mean, I feel like maybe it has accumulated over the years, where it's like I saw this car and I was like, I deserve that, because I have gone 7 years kind of just not doing anything for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those, like, it's going to sound cheesy, but it was like one of those like lightning moments where I saw it and I was like, that is it. Like, that is what I want.
But you just have to reverse the situation. How would you feel if he did the same thing?
He just pulls up in this car that you guys didn't discuss at all.
Like, maybe he hasn't made quite the sacrifices that you have over the 7 years, but if he spent $50,000 on anything without consulting you, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's putting it away for the kids' like college scholarships or the tuition fund that you couldn't touch. So, I mean, even if he put it away for something good and spent it on something, like, you'd be furious.
I would, but I feel like if he explained like the reasons that I have.
I disagree with him.
It's going to be a terrible issue, but I'd say go for it.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
You know what? I think she deserves the car, but it's the fact that she's cutting the other team member out.
Mm-hmm.
You need to discuss it with him, because he might not try and talk her out of it, but he might talk a little more sense into her. You know, yeah, you deserve the car, but money's hard to come by these days. When you're taking $50,000 out, you know, there's a better way about going about it. You know, you put a little money down and then make that monthly note. And that way you still have the cash built up.
For me, the being sort of dismissed and not included in the conversation of spending the money on a car would be worse than us arguing about it and then you going out and buying the car. Because we can have a total disagreement and I might not see your side of it, but at least I know what you're doing. The not being not consulted, at least discussing it together, would bother me more than anything else.
And that's why I said about resentment, because I think that the conversation you need to have with your husband is, I don't feel appreciated, and it's time for me to go and do something. You know, instead of it, you going behind his back and doing it because I feel like you're going to show in his face, look, you know what, I deserve that. I don't know. It just feels like there's this tinge of resentment that I think you need to squash now, instead of letting it linger, because that will hurt your marriage.
And I think, too, like, he can maybe help you negotiate for a better deal on the car. Maybe you don't have to spend that much money. Like, I don't know, maybe he can figure out a way to pay for it over time rather than taking out like one big chunk right now. I don't know.
This so is stuff you don't want to hear, right? You want to go out and you want to get this car.
I just want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if I do talk about it with him and then we, you know, he's going to say no. I know he's going to say no.
Even if he says no.
He's like, not your father.
To me,
right.
To me, again, it's worse for you guys to have, for him not to be consulted about it at all. You guys can, Stacey and I have done this a whole bunch of times. We get into an argument, we cannot see eye to eye on things, but we still we're going to go do our own thing anyway. I'm still angry about it, or she's angry about it, but at the end of the day, at least I knew about it. Here, I would be more upset by the secret than I would be by us not agreeing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel like he's going to be more upset if I do it anyway, and then he's just going to be really mad as opposed to me just coming home, and then we have to deal with it, and it's there, and it's already there.
Like, so now, what about a pair of Jimmy Choo's? Like, I mean, he could probably get over that, you know, just come home with a really rocking pair of shoes.
No, your marriage. I see what you're saying, but I think that, you know, his nitpicking you, I do believe you already resent him because him nitpicking you about your clothes, about this. I mean, I would put a stop to that too. You're going to stop telling me what I'm wearing. You're going to stop telling me about the cereal I buy. Like, I don't know. I think there's all kinds of stuff going on here.
Which you might want. I mean, that might be the reason why you're buying the car, because you want the avenue to open up, you know, to talk to your husband about it. But either way, I mean, you're putting all chips in on a $50,000 car, you know?
Yeah.
Calling for advice, but I'm going to do my own thing.
Brandy, please let us call you back on Monday and find out how the whole thing went, okay?
Sure.
All right. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.